One of the superstars of the game, grand final winning captain of the Sydney Roosters, a state of origin winning player, and an Australian golden boot. Oh, no, more, no, Australian representative, but a golden boot winner too, TK. I think he might have won it twice, Anthony Minichiello. Well, good morning, Minnie.
Long, TK, how are we?
Good, mate. Did you win the golden boot twice?
No, just once, 2005 it was.
Oh, yeah. Just once. All right, oh, smart ass.
Best player to ever come out of Italy.
Oh.
That's it.
Hey, Minnie, we've just been talking about this rep football. Now, you played for Italy at the end of your career. Yeah. What was that like? And what does it mean now that you know these nations are starting to to have football teams so they can go back and represent their heritage?
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience. You know, I actually represented Italy in 1999 when I was 18.
Oh, you first started, 19, right?
Before I started first grade. And I sort of had my first grade career the year after that. Losing Australia. Then towards the end of my career, I thought that I'd wanted to represent Italy again, and they approached me about it. And a proud heritage of our family. So it was a wonderful experience. You know, the 2013 World Cup, and then being involved with Cameron Serrato in the last World Cup as well in Australia. And there's some players that are really passionate about the jersey.
Minnie, you're still heavily attached with the Sydney Roosters, and quite clearly, you're well aware of Latrell Mitchell and the dropping of Latrell Mitchell for game number two. And, geez, there's some when I say rumours, not nasty rumours, but whether his mind's on the job, whether rugby league's a priority, whether his attitude's right. Can you give us, well, firstly, your opinion on the dropping, your honest opinion on the dropping of Latrell Mitchell? He'd be in my side every day of the week for New South Wales. Give us your opinion there, and then give us what you see as his mindset currently.
I would have picked him as well. I think you're picking back in the side, and you challenge him to back up a much better performance. And, kids these days or players these days, they don't want to play like that twice. You know, he did have a bad game. He knows that. But I think if you put him back in that arena again, I don't think he'll play like that again, that's for sure. And I thought on the weekend he played well. He had some good touches. He scored a couple of tries. He put his foot in the right direction of getting back into some good form. And then when you look at, you got to look at his age as well. He's 21 years of age. He's very young. He's working all this out. He's just come on the scene a couple of years ago and straight into the Origin arena last year. So the media hype around him has been enormous, and it's hard to take sometimes. It's hard to take. And obviously some sad news with his family. Recently as well. So there's a lot of things that are obviously flying around in his head that he's trying to work out. And that's part of being a professional footballer these days, is trying to get in the training and try and separate what's going on, I suppose, with media, with your family, and then train your best to play your best on the weekend. And that's always tough for the youngsters. He's only very young, so he's working all that out.
Yeah, he certainly is. And he's a wonderful talent, and we hope that by not playing this weekend, he can make sure mentally he gets in the right state and come back and play for the Roosters and play well and force his way back into this New South Wales team. 1-0 down, Minnie. I don't know whether we've spoken to you since game one. We didn't.
No.
I thought we actually played all right in game one.
Look, we did. I think there was some good signs. And then the second half, I thought maybe the bench rotation probably wasn't not the best, but it could be tweaked a little bit more for game two. So hopefully coaching staff have got that down pat. Give sort of our starting players the back end of the second half. I think that's what most coaches want, is their starting players back on when the crucial times in the match are getting towards that end of that back end. Now that's where you want to sort of kick on, and that's what Queensland did. But it's always tough, isn't it, Loz, to win up there. It's very tough to win in Queensland. So it's only 4 points, so it's going to be another close game Sunday. which I'm looking forward to. But I'm backing our boys and backing Freddie to get the job done.
Minnie, is a fullback one of the most important things and something that Billy Slater did so well and now James Tedesco does really well for the Roosters but also for New South Wales, and that's getting that defensive line set, you know, doing all the talk and making sure they're in the right position. How difficult is it going to be for two blokes who don't play in the centres? I concede that obviously Trbojevic has played there for the Kangaroos last year, but a bloke like Jack White, and how difficult is it going to be for him to defend with all that traffic coming on his side, which is the James Maloney side, Josh Addo-Carr side, to cope with all of that?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I suppose he's been playing 5'8", so he sort of goes one wider out the centre, but sometimes one defender wider is completely different movements in your feet and the way you move up and move back. But you know, I'm backing in to get the job done. But again, if we have the momentum in the game, if we're dominating the middle, then these guys are feeling more comfortable outside. And then obviously Teddy with his organisation is vital to get the right numbers for these guys to get up and try and nullify the Queensland attack. So, yeah, look, there's a lot of moving parts that need to fall in place. But I think, you know, if we can get on top in the middle, then the guys out wide will find the job. Hopefully they can do the job.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, Minnie. I think it's the key is to obviously dominate the middle and then give our outside back some room. The inclusion of James Maloney, you happy with that?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. I think you need experience in Origin. I think probably we lacked a little bit in game one, just with crucial moments just to grab someone, grab the team and direct the team around and just keep everyone calm on field. And you know, James is a big game player. We all know that. You know, even if he does make a mistake, you put that behind him and he moves forward and he's not overawed by the crowd or any type of bad decision or mistake. He just moves on with it and still does his job. So I think he's a vital part to team winning, I think.
Yeah, I think they really missed him in that game one. Second half, yep, when New South Wales were under the pump. You'll play with Jimmy, and we've spoken about him a lot on this program. Nothing phases him. Nothing phases him, and you're right. He might miss a tackle. He might throw an intercept pass, but he doesn't get flustered, and he gets back to his task so quickly, and that's what sort of separates the good ones that can handle pressure and the ones that can't handle the pressure. The ones that can't handle the pressure think about the mistake that they've already made, but Jimmy doesn't do that, does he?
No, you're 100% right. You know, some players, when they make a mistake, then they oh, you know, that's in a big arena, everyone's watching, and then it's in their head, and they're out for the next play, and they just pull back a bit, and then when that happens, time goes past, the game goes past, it's Origin so quick. So Maloney's not like that. He just gets on with it. If he makes a mistake, he makes a mistake. And, you know, sometimes you need that. You know, you obviously don't want him to make a mistake, but if it does, mistakes happen. You've got to actually get it out of your head and move on. And he's probably one of the best at doing that. So, yeah, he's crucial for Sunday night.
Yeah, he is. Minnie, I imagine you'll see Latrell around the Roosters. Do you have it? Would you have a chat with him? And if you do, what would be your sort of advice to him?
Oh, just ask him how he's travelling. You know, just get back to basics, basically. And, you know, he knows what to do. He's just got to do all the little things right, you know. And the little things turn into bigger things. And before you know it, he'll be in fine form again for us. And, you know, he'll be right. No worry about that.
Yeah, well, he's in a good environment there at the Roosters. I know that
plenty
the Roosters will bunker down and support him. I'm sure that he'll be back playing his best football sooner rather than later, Minnie.
Now, we're not going to chat with you before the game probably, mate, so can you give us your scoreline?
Look, yeah, I'm heading over there on Thursday, so I'm pretty excited to go see the new stadium and experience Origin. Yeah. So, look, I'm going the Blues by 6 points.
The Blues by six. All right, the Blues by six.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be too much between the two
teams. There never
is. No.
Nah, there never is. Good on you, Minnie. Enjoy Perth.
Thanks, boys. Have a good morning.